Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Satterfield Timothy. Timothy is the first name, T like Tom, I-M-O-T-H-Y, Satterfield, S-A-T like Tom, T like Tom, E-R-F-I-E-L-D, date of birth is 2/10/1976, date of service is July 23rd, 2024. Date of accident is 6/22/2024. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation and also for help with the pain medications. Patient reports that his pain is ongoing. In the head, it is around 5 and affecting the whole head from front to back, both temples and vertex. Pain in the neck and mid-back, lower back is reported to be present continuously to the tune of 5. Lower back pain is 9 and the right hip pain is 10, right knee pain is 10. Right ankle pain is reported to be 5. He is able to walk with crutches and with the help of wheelchair. And he reported that he was able to sleep for 8 hours. So his pain is varying from 5 to 10. No radiation is reported or shooting pain. No numbness and tingling to the right hand is reported as reported in the last week. No new symptoms are reported. He has no taste problem, smell problem, no ringing of the ear or buzzing. He reports of a blurred vision and spots in the vision, which he has been referred to. He'll be referred to our eye doctor for examination. No loss of memory, loss of balance is reported. . 70% relief is reported by the patient with the current treatment, which includes Percocet 10 milligram a day. Patient is saying that he may need pain relief twice a day because in the evening he experienced more pain as well. Kindly review the records for the ADLs, for system review, for additional issues, for substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examinations. Blood pressure is 157 over 109, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam continues to be the same as previous visit of 7/15/2024, dictation number 0728-013. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue all the treatments. He is provided with a prescription of Percocet 7.5/325, one every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets for pain relief. He has an appointment with the orthopedic surgeon tomorrow at St. Agnes Hospital. He is advised to seek their help as well. We have not received any records for their recommendation or any x-rays or any other help from the hospital. He's advised to ask all the questions. He's going to continue on ibuprofen twice a day, prednisone, and lidocaine gel for topical pain relief. Rest at home. Physical therapy will continue. And he has been ordered to have a neurotrauma assessment with clinical consult. For his TBI symptoms, he is referred to an eye physician. Continue to have all the DMEs, neck brace, back brace, tense unit. Thank you. That'll be the end of dictation.